Hi, today I'm really excited because I want to introduce to you Niraj, co-creator of the Alpha Mind System, one half of Amaya, and co-creator of Trip Neural Meditations. Now, Niraj has been working with meditation, personal development, peak performance, music, and coaching clients for years. As the co-creator of the Alpha Mind System, Niraj is best placed to talk about the difference between beta, alpha, theta, delta brainwave states, as well as how to get great results with meditation, which brainwave states are best for what tasks, and some surprising insights into personal development, peak performance, and more. But I don't want to take up too much time in the intro here. I think we should turn the mic over to Niraj. So, hello, Niraj. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak to your subscribers.
Hey, that's great. I think they're going to get a lot out of it. So, Niraj, just before we start, I've been going through your Alpha Mind System program at the moment, and really enjoying that. But can you give everyone listening just a little bit of background about you and your adventures so far on planet Earth?
Sure. Yes. I'll try and keep it short and sweet, but I started out as a musician running music events. Fortunately, one thing led to another and I ended up losing my music business overnight and got plunged into a day job as a pharmacist. And that's where I really got a taste of what a state of the healthcare system is in the UK. I actually did a pharmacy degree at uni, and I was trying to avoid having to actually work in that profession, having, you know, done like a few days experience and seen, you know, really what is really like to work for the NHS in the UK. And basically, it was actually a blessing in disguise, because going through the experience I had as a pharmacist, I really got to understand all of the problems that are out there, especially in terms of the way, you know, there's a big, strong emphasis on medication over anything else, helping people overcome illnesses. And what I found was, working in pharmacy, many patients were coming to the pharmacy seeking for help, but were going away every month with actually more drugs as a result, rather than less. And, you know, this, for me, was quite soul-destroying. It was quite soul-destroying seeing that, because I felt totally helpless. You know, I like helping people. I'm quite a caring person at heart. Well, at least I like to think so. And, you know, being in that position where I felt like I was completely helpless really kind of crushed me. It created a lot of stress. And I actually tried to many different ways to escape the pharmacy profession by trying a few different things that didn't seem to work, until I actually decided to actually start learning about alternative ways to really help my patients. And one of the ways I found to do this was by actually looking at people's lifestyles and seeing whether I could make actual lifestyle recommendations to help my patients. And I saw some shocking results with people's lifestyles in terms of the kind of diets people were on, the lack of exercise. And what I found was that a lot of patients were just lacking in knowledge, in good information and knowledge, maybe because the doctors just simply didn't have time to give them the knowledge that they really needed. So I went and studied a lot of personal development. I went to a lot of seminars, read a lot of books. I think in a year I must have read about 300-400 different books on personal development. Really devoured it. And I actually also had started developing the symptoms of a stress-related illness myself. And one of the reasons I was so driven to find solutions was because I was also suffering from a stress-related condition. And in doing this research, I found out a lot of the benefits of meditation, benefits of diet that is more nutritious, more pure, less based on factory foods, and also simple exercise routines that people can do to stay fitter, and also breathing techniques to help you overcome stress. And I started to actually share this information with my patients, and those who actually followed it actually went on and became a lot better as a result. It actually led me to become the health and wellness consultant to Asda Walmart, which is one of the largest supermarket chains. And I came up with a concept for them, but it was a real strong battle trying to get my actual my ideas mainstream. And I found that there was a lot of kind of conflict between what the managers wanted and what I wanted to do. And I felt like my project, which would have helped a lot of people get really valuable information, I felt like literally, you know, everything was getting watered down, and there was a lot of kind of profit motives behind, you know, all of these actions. And that, this has made me feel really disillusioned with everything, literally. And I then ended up getting very sick with ulcerative colitis, and it was a pretty serious condition. I was actually housebound for about 10 months, and literally at that time I, you know, felt there was no hope, and I actually went to seek help from a very close friend of our family who's a Swamiji, and she taught me how to really overcome these this stress-related condition through Ayurveda, and she taught me meditation. And during this time I also discovered the work of somebody known as Joseph Murphy. And Joseph Murphy is known as the father of personal development, and he talks about how you can reprogram things that have gone wrong in your physiology by talking to your subconscious mind. And there's many words for this subconscious mind. You know, there's a superconscious mind. There's many different words for it. And people even kind of contest whether the subconscious mind even exists. But if you just imagine that there is a part of your mind which is responsible for your immune system, the autonomic functions of your heart, your lungs, your breathing. This, when under stress, can actually go wrong. And what Joseph Murphy talks about is that you can actually talk directly to this mind, this part of your mind, which controls all these very important functions, by repeating mantras to it, more positive, affirming mantras, which he calls scientific prayers, and you can actually create some amazing changes in your physiology. And through also visualization techniques and through meditation in what he calls the alpha state, you can actually start correcting all of the things that have gone wrong in your physiology. And when I started to do that, I had some of the most dramatic shifts in my own health. And actually, from being housebound and sick for like 10 months with no hope, I'd lost 3 stone in weight. I made this huge shift, and literally within a few weeks, I was actually back to normal again, and I started to put on weight very fast. And I really, really started to go full on into researching why this works. And I really studied Ayurveda as well, because a lot of the shifts in my diet were from advice that I got from learning Ayurveda. And because I'm a musician, and I wanted to see whether there's a way I could combine music with these techniques to create my own system, a system which would be, you know, away from any corporate control, and it would be completely based on what I know works, what's worked for thousands of years, and that would really help people. And that has led to the development of the Alpha Mind system, which is based on a few different areas, such as Ayurveda, through Joseph Murphy's work, through meditation, and through a technique known as brainwave entrainment, which can allow you to get into deep meditative states where you can speak to your subconscious, do visualization techniques to actually invoke healing effects in your physiology. And so that's literally kind of where I am right now, and how I've got to developing the system, which has thankfully helped hundreds and hundreds of people all around the world actually make shifts in their own health too.
Cool stuff. Yeah, so really did turn out to be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah,
Walmart's loss and everybody else's gain. I think, having been experiencing the Alpha Mind system, I can see how much you've put into it. Can you briefly give us a little bit of a description about the differences then between alpha state and compared to theta, delta, and of course beta?
Yeah, so our brain can actually exist in different states of mind. They're known as the brainwave states. And actually, there was a doctor called Hans Berger who actually studied brainwave patterns, and he used the EEG machine. He's the first person to use it to measure brainwave states. And he, the first brainwave state that he actually discovered was the alpha state. And this is actually the normal resting state of the brain. And it's also, this brainwave state has since been associated with peak performance, about, you know, when you're in that flow, that state of flow where everything seems to come together. You know, when sportsmen get a winning shot, take that winning shot to score a goal, they have a surge of these alpha waves being produced. Creative musicians who are producing music have a surge of this alpha brainwave activity. But there are also other states of mind that the brain can be in. And if you imagine, if you're, you know, for most people, their day probably starts like this, where they get woken up by a loud alarm, you know, and they're in a rush and a panic to get to work. What happens is that you get shot straight into a state known as the beta state. The beta state is known as the state where your brain is trying to do a lot of conscious, focused activity, where you're trying to solve problems. But this can also be a state associated with stress and being under stress. So when we're under threat, or when we're scared, when we experience any negative emotions, we actually produce a lot of these beta waves. And these beta waves can be beneficial if you want to solve like very complex tasks. They can be beneficial, but when they go on for way too long, you can receive stress-related problems, like I did. One of the problems actually that can occur, one of the causes of being in a prolonged beta state for too long is multitasking. A lot of people multitask a lot during the day. Trying to do lots of different things at once means our conscious mind, you know, which actually is a lot smaller than the rest of our mind, the conscious part of the mind that deals with problem solving, is not actually very, very powerful in terms of its computing ability of processing information as the subconscious mind is, or the rest of our mind is. And it really prefers to do one task at a time. But in our busy kind of hectic lives, we tend to do a lot of different things at a time. We may be, you know, checking our emails, answering the phone, or we might be trying to do a lot of paperwork at the same time as, you know, trying to do something else. Or, you know, all of these things can lead to stress in the mind. You know, and another thing a lot of people tend to do during the day, which traps us into beta, is drink drinks containing caffeine. So drinks that are high in caffeine, such as coffee, fizzy drinks like Coke, that stimulates our nervous system and switches us into this beta state of mind, which again compounds this problem where we stay in a prolonged state of stress. And then what happens, we tend to come home from work. We may, you know, be again rushing, trying to, you know, cook dinner, or, you know, we might have stress with our family, you know, looking after our children. And all of this kind of carries on throughout the evening until we about to go to sleep. And then we might go to sleep. And when we go to sleep, we tend to go into the delta state. Okay. And the delta state is associated with deep sleep. And we miss out these other states of mind. Quite often we miss out these other states of mind, which are actually our normal human states, which are the alpha states and the theta states. The alpha is the most natural to us. Meditators in deep meditation can access this theta state, where we can have some quite remarkable experiences, such as lucid dreaming and astral projection and things like that. But the state of mind that is most natural to us, the alpha state, is often missing from many people. And you know, unfortunately, without this state, and experiencing the alpha state, we become less creative, we have less intuitive powers, our levels of concentration are reduced, we can obviously have stress-related problems that affect our health, we tend to be, you know, uninspired as people, because we're not being our natural human beings that we're supposed to be when we're missing out on this state. But thankfully, we can quite easily get into the alpha state by using special techniques, which I can talk about in a bit more depth.
Sure, right. So these alpha and theta states seem to be quite elusive then. So obviously your program, the Alpha Mind System, addresses this and is primarily about teaching people how to enter that state and then how to make changes within that state.
That's right.
What are some of the things people can do to help them reach the alpha state?
Okay, so the alpha state is most commonly achieved by literally just simply finding ways to relax and to calm our brain waves down into a line of singular focus, where we're just We're not thinking about loads of different things at once. We're just calm, relaxed, and we're just in a state of focus. And one of the best ways of doing this is actually through learning how to meditate. So meditation is one of the best methods of actually getting into this alpha state by closing our eyes and just having a singular point of focus. In fact, hypnotherapists actually get their subjects into the alpha state by using hypnosis techniques. The hypnosis works best, as you would know, being a hypnotherapist yourself, when a subject is in this alpha state. Is that right?
The loss of the multiplicity of the foci of attention. I think that was Milton Erickson's definition of hypnosis, which, yeah, essentially is saying you calming your mind down from that beta, crazy beta state into a much more focused state of attention, an alpha wave, or in some of the real deep trance states, into theta. Yeah, so focusing your attention.
Exactly. So there are obviously there's different methods that you can use, and one of the methods, without having to learn how to be like a Zen monk, spending hours and hours and hours a day learning how to meditate, is by using music and sound. And actually, sound is one of the best methods for getting us focus on a singular point. And you can actually entrain your brain waves by using special pulses of sound known as isochronic tones. Being a musician myself, I wanted to research the best methods for helping people to achieve the alpha state as fast as possible. And one of the best methods that they found is through brainwave entrainment, using sound and special pulses that entrains the brain. Much like you can use tuning forks to tune guitar strings, you can actually use sound to tune your brain. I was learning how to actually do this, and I found that through special time signatures, frequencies of sound, and special scales of music being played with certain patterns, musical patterns, you can actually get people into an alpha state literally within minutes of listening to a specific track. And when you get yourself into this alpha state, then you can actually start reprogramming your physiology with using scientific prayers. And so this has been my kind of like main focus of research. And the Alpha Mind System incorporates a special music technology, which is based on isochronic tone brainwave entrainment, for helping you get into the alpha state as fast as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. For thousands of years, people have been using chants and repetitive rhythms and beats to enter into trance-like states. And this is, this is the 21st century. This is the latest ways of using sound.
Yeah, this is a more kind of contemporary extension of it. Yeah, as you said, for many, many years, you know, people have known about this trance-like state, this state of alpha, where you can experience inner peace. And, you know, in the olden, you know, in the kind of our tribal days, they would use drum patterns where they would do repetitive drum patterns that would invoke trance-like states in people. What you can now do using modern technologies, you can create similar sort of repetitive patterns using guitars, guitar riffs, synthesizer riffs, or you can use special pulses of sound known as isochronic tones, which you'll find within our tripneural audio technology. We have kind of taken the old, fused it with new techniques to produce something that's really, really powerful. Literally, you just put on your headphones, and within a few minutes, you can actually be into this alpha state of mind, and you can start feeling this real inner peace inside you. And then when you combine the technique known as scientific prayers with it, you can actually have some quite remarkable results.
So, like you were saying earlier on, a lot of people will wake in a panic, in a beta mind wave, and drink coffee and rush around and then fall asleep and straight into the delta. So a lot of people will be certainly missing out on this opportunity to go into the alpha brain wave and become more creative and heal and all sorts of the massive benefits from it. So if we say some people are missing that completely, obviously if they take any time out during their day to jump into the alpha state and recharge and connect, it's a great thing. But how long would you say would be an optimal amount of time to put aside and tune into a more alpha state?
Well, I mean, I firstly, I'd say there is actually an antidote to caffeine. So if people do like caffeine and can't live without it, there is a lot of research been done now, and they've identified that in green tea, which is actually very high in caffeine, people who drink green tea actually produce more alpha waves rather than beta waves. And the reason is because one of the ingredients in green tea is theanine. Theanine actually produces alpha waves inside the brain, which is quite amazing. It's one of the reasons why in Chinese kind of raw tea have kind of worshipped green tea for its ability to make them more focused and more creative and have all of the things that are associated with being in the alpha state. So one of the things you can do if you can't live without caffeine is maybe switch to green tea, or you can get theanine in capsule form. So you can actually buy theanine capsules, and if you do love your coffee, then you can just take some theanine capsules, you know, when you have a cup of coffee. And you know, that's one way to obviously counter effect the issues with caffeine. I know caffeine is a big part of a lot of people's lives, but with the Alpha Mind system, what we've developed, we actually teach you about all of these things within the system, all these different methods of achieving the alpha state. But what we recommend literally is just doing simple exercises that don't take more than 10 to 15 minutes a day. So we're not asking you to, you know, learn how to meditate like a Zen monk, you know, spending 10, 12 hours a day. Literally within 10 to 15 minutes a day, you can be having the same effects and same benefits that people who have been meditating for years are getting through meditation.
So you can have your cup of coffee in the morning and then maybe drink some green tea in the afternoon. And one of the things I know that a lot of people find difficult is switching out of that work mode when they get home. So 10 or 15 minutes at that point,
yeah.
Would that be good? So that people can enjoy their evening more.
Exactly. Well, you know, what we actually teach you to do, and this is one of the main focuses of the Alpha Mind system. In the first, it's actually a system with seven different levels, but the first four levels of the system are actually very focused on teaching you how to access the alpha state at will. And we actually use a technique known as self-hypnosis to help you anchor the alpha state to your breathing. And we help you firstly to learn meditation in those first few levels. So if you don't know how to meditate, we teach you how to do that. We also teach you how to anchor it to your breathing, and we help you correct your breathing. And when we're under stress, one of the first things that go is our breathing. We tend to shallow breathe rather than breathe in the right rhythm. And so we help you correct the rhythm of your breathing. And just that alone, the first four levels in doing that, which only will take you 10 to 15 minutes a day and make you feel so much better when you start correcting your breathing. Literally, we've had people who, one of our most amazing case studies recently, it was a lady who was 75, who'd been housebound, similar to me, housebound for around 18 years. And she literally didn't think there was any hope. She was on many antidepressant medications. She was on a lot of blood pressure medications. She started using just the first few levels of the Alpha Mind system. And literally, she says she now feels like she's 45. She's been out and about of the house. She's been making lots of new friends. And her whole life has transformed as a result. She's also joined our Alpha Mind community and, you know, made friends and new connections there as well. So, you know, what we've provided is more of a holistic system that can help people, you know, regardless of how busy you are. You know, if you can just spend 10 to 15 minutes a day just following the step-by-step program, you can also have those kinds of results too, potentially.
What have you found some of the biggest blocks to people meditating and actually achieving these alpha states?
Okay, well, I'd say some of the biggest issues, just also going through my own experience trying to learn meditation, is firstly time. So we live very busy lives these days. So trying to fit meditation into our kind of daily schedule can be quite difficult. So we've helped that by creating a system which only takes 10 to 15 minutes a day, and longer if you wish to. All right. And we start you off with simple 10 to 15 minute exercises in the first four levels. And then we work you up to learn how to meditate for longer periods of time in the last four levels of the Alpha Mind system. So there's something there for everyone. And, you know, we really designed this to fit into people's hectic, busy lives, and most people have. The other factor, the problem with people who meditate, is just being able to remove that voice in their head, that mental chatter, that can be very distracting. So we've obviously helped that by using music. Music is one of the most powerful methods for trying to block that mental chatter so that you stay focused on one single line of focus. And so we use music to help you do that as well. And also the brainwave isochronic tone frequencies that we've embedded into our sound.
Can you talk about some of the real benefits of spending more time in the alpha brainwave state?
Yeah, so what being in an alpha state will help you do is obviously overcome a lot of the problems associated with stress. So when we're stressed out, we tend to make more mistakes. We tend to feel lower mood. We tend to have less energy. We tend to succumb to illnesses more easily. We tend to be less productive, get less done. So being in an alpha state and learning to get into that alpha state will have like a knock-on effect for the rest of your life. Just by simply learning to relax, you know, using these techniques, you can feel like you suddenly got more creativity, more inspiration. You may be easier for you to get into that state of flow where, you know, everything seems to go right and you tend to be more successful. It can also, using the scientific prayers, help you to achieve more things in your life that you really want. If you want to attract more wealth in your life, you want to attract better relationships, if you want to create healing responses inside your body, you know, you can do all this in combination with the scientific prayers. So there are many, many benefits. Some of our users have reported suddenly having much more passion for life, you know, finding the love of their life. That's been something that we've had reported, where people have like connected, become more open-minded, and found new communities as a result of just simply learning how to chill out and use our system to reprogram all those negative thoughts that are going on. We've also found people, you know, who have been housebound suddenly having the courage to and the energy to get out and go out into the wide world and interact. And you know, people who have been on high blood pressure medications have felt, you know, less dependency on them because just learning how to be in the alpha state, learning how to meditate, can help you lower your blood pressure as well, which is a very, very, you know, strong benefit to this as well. We all know that, you know, having a high blood pressure is associated with heart disease. So, you know, a knock-on effect of learning how to meditate could be, you know, more resistance to heart disease. So, you know, there's many, many different benefits. A lot of it is very much down to building this resistance to stress and helping you to learn how to create more healthy habits. Because in the Alpha Mind system, we've also packed it with some very powerful information. The other developers of the Alpha Mind system with me are both consultant doctors, medical doctors in the UK as well. I have a pharmacy background, also studied Ayurveda. So we've created a very holistic system because we know that the best way to approach any problem, if you want to achieve more peak performance in your life or to reduce the harmful effects of stress, you need to have a holistic approach to it. So we've created a very holistic system with some great information, exercises, techniques, guidelines that will help you form a more holistic, balanced life as well.
You mentioned the other couple of people. There's, of course, your partner in Amaya, who yes. also helps with the music and stuff, and also the person that does the, like you say, the scientific prayer or the guided meditation part is a Harley Street hypnotherapist. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, he's got his own private practice as well. So he's been working with people with stress-related conditions for a long, long time. So he's really a real expert in this area at dealing with stress-related conditions. And he has had some amazing turnarounds with his patients by teaching them self-hypnosis. So the Alpha Mind system actually incorporates some of his best techniques for helping you to use self-hypnosis, where you can actually... And self-hypnosis, the scientific prayers, is really another word for self-hypnosis, where you can literally plant suggestions into your subconscious, and that will help you manifest certain results that you want in your life. So, you know, he studied how stress can affect the body and how best to use self-hypnosis to make changes in your own health.
For people that are interested in the Alpha Mind system, is there any way they can sort of try it out, have a little go at it before they think about buying the system?
Yes, certainly. We actually offer a free trial to the program. You can actually sign up and get a free 11-minute introduction video, which talks more about the Alpha Mind state and how we help you get there. And we also have a 79-page ebook that I've written, which is based on my many years of experience at helping patients overcome stress-related disorders. And it's also backed up with lots and lots of research papers and data that back up our claims. You can actually read about them in our site as well, under section Why Does Our Technology Work? And you can really find out exactly why our stuff works. You can also hear some interviews and listen to some patient testimonials who've kindly recorded their own results of using the Alpha Mind system as well.
Fantastic. So I tell you what, I'm gonna put a link below this recording so that people can find out and have a go on the intros that you've got and see if it's the right thing for them.
Fantastic.
Niraj, it's been great talking to you. You've said a lot of things that I want to go back and listen to some of again. I want to thank you for taking your time, and yeah, it's been absolutely great. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much. Speak to you very soon. Cheers, John, for having me.
Cheers, Niraj.